Hey, how are you doing? It's Craig Bennett, aka Cash Kager with DFS Army, and we got another big slate on our hands. TGIF, man, for February 26, 2021. Nine gamer today. Had a few big winners over at DFS Army last night. Once we go over and look at the slate, we'll do a DraftKings and FanDuel. I'll show a couple of those winners and shout out a couple of those members that had some big nights last night. Those guys have been on a heater. They've won a few times over the last month. So it's good to see members like that crushing, man. And again, if you want to be part of DFS Army, head on over there. Use promo code CASHKAGE and save yourself 10% and get access to all the tools that we offer. Again, I will be using DraftKings as the backdrop, but also I'll do a FanDuel lineup as well at the end and just kind of talk about lineup construction, thoughts I have on each team, and just overall thoughts on the slate. So if you like these videos, hit that thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, and turn on that notification bell so you know when I upload these videos. Try to get them out every day now that I'm back from being a little ill. So let's jump right into this and see what we got on tap for today. Like I said, I'm going to show a couple of these wins we had last night, man. The Soprano, man, took down single bullet, too. The $600, 400K sixth man, 100K for Soprano, man. Congrats to you. Had it with Quickly. DiVincenzo, that was that pivot when we saw that that DJ Augustin wasn't going to play and they didn't have Drew Holiday either. So we mentioned DiVincenzo in our Slack chat there. Burks, Giannis, and Jokic were guys that we were really high on. Talked about them yesterday a lot. Talked about it on live stream. Those are the main studs that we wanted in that game. They were just the better games on the final last two. And then we got the Boban starting news. Again, 63% in this contest, you know, 3K starting. Rick Carlisle still almost screwed it up and didn't give him a ton of minutes. But, 3K Boban, he don't take a lot of time to get there. But he opened up other things with Porter Jr. here and then finishing off with the run back here with Ball. So 341 took it down in the 600. So congrats to you, man. And then coming down here to Cincinnati, man. He decided to go after the $15 entry, 500K fadeaway. Almost got there. Ended up taking 4th, 7th, 8th, 12th for a good chunk of change, man. So he had some good lineups in there. Went after pretty heavy. Again, it was a good night at DFS Army. There's a lot of other guys that won last night. And again, if you want to be part of that crew, head on over there. DFSArmy.com. Use promo code CASHKAGE. Save yourself 10%. And join us, man. It's a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. There's people all morning dropping in screenshots of people won. So I just wanted to shout out a few of you guys before we jump into this. And again, let's do it all over today. Again, nine gamer. So we'll start here with DraftKings. And again, we will do DraftKings is the pricing, but I will also talk about FanDuel as we go through things. But first game we got on tap is we have Indy at Boston. 219 over-under, Boston favored by 2.5. No big injury concerns here. You know, Kemba Walker's going to play. He just doesn't play on back-to-backs. And Jakarr Sampson is questionable, which doesn't matter too much for the Indy side. Not a great game I like to attack here. Close spread, but 219 over-under is kind of meh. So not super excited about playing these guys. Indy always plays a ton of minutes. Sabonis, 10-4 on DraftKings, 9-9 on FanDuel. I think the biggest all-star snub that is out there put up 52 against Golden State. Before that, against Minnesota, put up 82. But the price at 10-4 is up there. I don't think I'm going to end up going there, going up against Boston. But, man, we just saw Atlanta just put it on Boston a little bit. So, but with Kemba Walker back, this should help out a little bit. Having a true point guard run the point than, having Tatum and the ball in Tatum's hand a lot. So, but Sabonis, I like him better on FanDuel than DraftKings at 9-9. Just a little easier. It's the FanDuel with their pricing. It's a little easier to fit in those guys. Brogdon at 8K on FanDuel, 8,100 on DraftKings. Another guy I'm not super excited about playing. 32, 8, 58, 52 over his last three. But again, it's not a matchup I really want to attack here. So I'm not really going to go into this too much. I don't really love a whole lot of this. Turner's 6K on DraftKings, 7,200 on FanDuel. Better price over here on DraftKings if you want to attack him. But I can never get him right. And again, these guys are playing heavy minutes. Sabonis and Brogdon, you know, they average over 36 minutes a game. So you're going to get a ton, but if you're going to play any guys, it's those. On a slate this large, I'm not looking to try to find a ton of fringe plays, that are not just obvious slapping us in the face. So I don't think that I'm going to go there, on this game at all, and I'm definitely not going to go on DraftKings at these prices. Over on the Boston side, we talked about how Kemba Walker's back. He is priced at 6,200 on DraftKings, and on FanDuel, he is priced at 6,600. So I think it's a fair price. You can play him on both sides. Again, not the best matchup in the world going up against Indy. Low total, but close spread, you know. If we're going to take one guy, I would take Kemba Walker. Tatum, 9-3, 9-4 on FanDuel. I don't really like that. More of a play on FanDuel, I guess. I think people aren't going to be on him with how bad he was against Atlanta. So if you want to take that approach where the ownership shouldn't be on him, I guess you could look at that. But one more mouth to feed with Kemba back in there. Jaylen Brown, 8,400 on FanDuel, 8,600 on DraftKings, 1.19 fantasy points per minute. But again, with Kemba Walker coming back, the ball's not going to be his hands as much. Again, more of a FanDuel play because you got to play two small forwards, but I wouldn't play him on DraftKings. Like I said, I'm kind of off this game in general. Daniel Tice, 4,800 on DraftKings, 4,900 on FanDuel. Another kind of nah. They're just kind of all meh. Don't really like it. So just Kemba for me, and I'm just going to move on to the next game. Houston at Toronto. Toronto favored by 8.5, 221 over under. Christian Wood is still out. Dante Exum is out. And on the Toronto side, looks like they've signed Dante Hall to a 10-day contract here. So on Houston with no Christian Wood, it's going to be John Wall. But Oladipo should be back today as well. So that's going to hurt a little bit of John Wall's upside here. 8,200 on DraftKings, 8,500 on FanDuel, 1.15 fantasy points per minute on the season. The minutes are always just around low to mid-30s. So going up against Toronto, not too excited to attack these guys at all. Oladipo at 7,600 on FanDuel, 7,400 on DraftKings. I think I'd prefer that play just with the discount, but again, I'm not super excited to play him. They only got 106 implied team total. Jason Tate, though, 6,600 on FanDuel. He is 5,900 on DraftKings. They don't really have a whole lot of bigs, so I guess, you know, Toronto's got beat up in the front court in the past. It's really just him and Patton. Patton doesn't play a ton of minutes, 12 and 21 over his last two. You know, Toronto can go small. Siakam at the 5-2, so I don't think that they have to have a true big. So Tate's going to play a ton of minutes, and he's been around a 0.8 fantasy points per minute, you know, for the season. I think it's going to uptick a little bit with no Boogie around. You know, Eric Gordon's 5,300 on FanDuel. 6,200 on DraftKings. I hate that price. So again, on DraftKings, I'm not liking these prices. Tate would be the one guy I would look at. Daniel House at 5,100. I can't go there. You know, it's going to be Wall, Oladipo, Gordon's doing all the scoring. And that's what makes me worried about Tate. He's a high energy guy. Gets a lot of his stuff with putbacks and just all over the place. But with the team kind of fully healthy outside of Christian Wood. And I don't think we're getting many discounts. I think we're just looking more so on FanDuel, Eric Gordon, you know, maybe some Tate and Oladipo there, but nobody I'm super excited about playing. On the Toronto side, again, they're kind of fully healthy there. Siakam kind of laid a turd the other day. 8,800 on FanDuel, 7,900 on DraftKings. The dude, 24 minutes, put up 12 fantasy points. So again, they don't have any bigs though, man. So I like this as a get-right spot for Siakam, 7,900 on DraftKings, 8,800 on FanDuel. Small forward on FanDuel. So in tournaments, I like this. Again, Houston don't have any bigs, man. They don't have anybody. You know, it's Tate and Patton. That's all they have. And so bigs are going to continue to smash them. As we saw, who was it? They played Cleveland the other day, and we just saw Allen just absolutely smash them. So I think it's going to continue here until they get a big man because they just don't have one. So love Siakam in tournaments. You know, Kyle Lowry, 8K on FanDuel. 7K on DraftKings is a great price on DraftKings. I like that. More so on tournaments, though. Van Fleet, 8,200 on FanDuel, 8,300 on DraftKings. The problem with Toronto is all these guys can go off, but it's a great matchup going against Houston. Like, they're not a good team. They're 8-point favorites here. I wouldn't get too excited about playing them. Norman Powell, 6,500 on FanDuel, 6,400 on DraftKings. He's been pretty consistent for the most part outside of one game there in Philly. With upside. So I think there's meat left on the bone here for Lowry. Lowry's had some awesome games, 49, 39, 38, and 35 over his last four. So I think we can look at Lowry and Powell as the two I would hear, and Siakam on DraftKings. I'm not going to throw any of them in this lineup right yet, but I do think that there's, you know, some meat left on the bone for these guys. with some upside. So, yeah, Lowry, Siakam, and Powell are the guys I would look at. You know what? I'm going to throw Lowry in this lineup to start with. We can always change this around, but that just seems a little low with how he's playing going up against Houston. Ain't worried about John Wall's defense at all. So let's move on to the next game. We got Phoenix at Chicago. Phoenix favored by 6.5 here, 226 over under. Dario Saric is questionable. So on the Phoenix side, maybe that opens up a few more minutes for they've been starting Frank the Tank and having Crowder come off the bench. You know, maybe they do that, or maybe, you know, Crowder starts and Frank the Tank comes off the bench. It's going to open up a few more minutes if Saric doesn't start for somebody here. And again, that front court for Chicago is horrific. Chris Paul, 7,500 on DraftKings. Look at his price on FanDuel. He's priced at 7,500 on FanDuel as well. Great matchup against Chicago. No problem playing some Chris Paul. Maybe you want to play Lowry and CP3 together. Generally, on these bigger slates, I like to go stars and scrubs. But just looking through it all, you know, as we're going through and looking at the games, you know, there's not a whole lot of studs here. You know, we got Damian Lillard there and LeBron, Curry. Just not a ton. We had a lot of the stars last night in that six gamer. So maybe you do look at a little more balanced approach here. But we'll have to see. We'll have you covered over at DFS Army as we do the cheat sheets, and I'll have them out and the rankings and percentages and everything as well. Devin Booker, 7,700 on FanDuel, 8K on DraftKings. I can't pay that price. I would much rather play Paul all day long. Paul's had the higher fantasy points per minute, 1.17 compared to Booker's 1.03. I just prefer that. Ayton isn't a great matchup against Chicago. 6,800 here on DraftKings, 6,800 on FanDuel. So if you want to take a shot at Ayton against Chicago front court, I guess you could. I might look on the other side against Carter Jr. because Ayton's not very good defensively either. But it's hard for me to love Ayton with Paul and Booker around. I just have a hard time doing it. And then in tournaments, I guess if Saric is out, maybe we can look at Frank the Tank or Crowder in tournaments, but we'll need to know what's going on there. So Phoenix is not a team I like to target a ton, but again, they're playing Chicago, so we can definitely look at a few of these guys. And I would lean more on CP3, maybe Ayton, and then maybe a Crowder or Kaminsky, depending on Saric news. Over on the Chicago side, Zach LaVine show, man. Like, it's been like that for a while with no Lowry marketing. Again, it's been super aggressive here. Don't love the price. 9,600 on DraftKings, 9,800 on FanDuel. I'm not going to pay that for him. Wendell Carter Jr. is 6,200 on FanDuel, 5,900 on DraftKings. Again, he's been playing some really good ball into the high 20s, low 30 minutes. 42, 45, 23 over his last three. Getting it done in points and blocks and steals, rebounds, just doing a little bit of everything. I'm okay playing him on DraftKings or FanDuel at that price. I think the price is starting to creep up a little bit. Again, Ayton is not great defensively, so he'd probably be the guy I would look at first out of this group. Thad Young always makes an interesting tournament option, but the minutes aren't there compared to Carter Jr.'s. I'm going to throw Carter Jr. in this right now. We can always change it out later, but that price, you know, there's, you know, if you got 40-point upside, I'm not worried about Ayton's defense at all. He's been horrendous. I have no problem taking a Carter Jr. here. So nobody I absolutely love. Kobe White, 6,400 on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, he's priced at 5,700. So I do kind of like the price for Kobe White on FanDuel. That is a very nice price. But again, getting CP3 defense if they do put him or Booker on him. You know, there is upside. He's had a few really nice games in him. In better matchups, though, against Minnesota and Houston. 35, 45, 32 over his last three, but these matchups were a lot better than going up against Phoenix, so I would worry a little bit about that. So, excuse me, I think a better FanDuel play than DraftKings play. And then Garrett Temple starting 4,600 on FanDuel, 4,500 on DraftKings. I hate the shooting guard eligible. Playing a ton of minutes, but the production's kind of all over the place. 12, 21, 26, 25. You know, the minutes are there, but I don't think you need to go there on DraftKings at all, considering you can basically build what you want. That's more of a FanDuel play for me. Let's move on to the next game, where this is actually a rematch from last night. And I'm sorry, we'll go Sacramento-Detroit first. Sacramento-Detroit, it is a 227.5 over under. Sacramento favored by 2. Hassan Whiteside is questionable. Jabari Parker's questionable. Again, there's no Blake here anymore. Sadiq Bey is questionable, which that's kind of big. And then Jeremy Grant is in, which is something that they definitely need. But on the Sacramento side, again, they're coming off of a back-to-back. They played last night, back-to-back 3-4. De'Aaron Fox, 7,800 on FanDuel, 7,700 on DraftKings. This is not a De'Aaron Fox game for me. I like him in the up pace games like New York. They lost last night, played 38 minutes too. So on a back-to-back for him, you know, I don't think we're going to see that many minutes, probably closer to the low to mid 30s. And again, you know, tournaments only, if you're going to take a jab at him. Tyrese Haliburton, 7,500 on FanDuel, 6,600 on DraftKings. Again, just playing great. Does a little bit of everything. 36, 52, 48, 31. I have no problem playing some Haliburton here up against Detroit. Maybe we see a little bit more burn out of him if Fox gets a few less minutes. Or maybe those minutes go to Corey Joseph, which I could see as well. Bagley at 6K on FanDuel, 5,900 on DraftKings. You know, tournaments only for me there. Rashawn Holmes, 6,500 on FanDuel, 5,900 on DraftKings. Same kind of thing. I would rather play Carter Jr. than Holmes. But against Detroit, not too worried about any of the games. I think all these guys are in play. But Halliburton's probably the most consistent. So if I was going to take a stand and play one guy here off of the Sacramento side, it definitely would be Haliburton here. But De'Aaron Fox, I mean, 7,700. Detroit doesn't have any defense here. There's nobody here. So I don't mind playing these guys. And if I was going to play, I guess if I was going to play anybody here, it would be Fox or Haliburton. Haliburton just feels a little safer. Fox probably has more upside. But this is where I look at it. Again, back to back though, I just worry a little bit about it. So I might take the cheaper guy here and put Haliburton. Heck, we might just throw him in this lineup right here. But again, I think both of them are in play. Just the minutes could be a little bit down for Fox, but he's been a 1.20 fantasy points per minute for the season. So a guy we can look at. Over on the Detroit side, Jeremy Grant, 7,300 here. They could have a ton of injuries here. Great matchup against Sacramento. Love him on DraftKings. On FanDuel, he is priced at right at 7,600. Great play on both sides. Great matchup against Sacramento. Sorry about that. So that is where we're going to look at playing these guys. I think, you know, I love that he's small forward and power forward eligible. I love he's a great bring back here if you want to bring him back from Haliburton or Fox. I'm going to throw him in this lineup because, again, he's got 50-point upside here. With all the injuries they have, it's basically going to be Grant, Plumlee, and Jackson. Saban Lee's been very, very good since he's came back up. Only 4,300 on DraftKings still. Priced at 5,400 on FanDuel. Don't love that. The minutes have come down quite a bit since that first game where we played 33 against Orlando. But he's still been producing, even in 22 minutes. 28, 34, and 30. I think he's very playable on both sides here, especially if we get some more of these guys out, like Sadiq Bey. You know, maybe they play him a few more minutes and move Grant, you know, just a little bit down. So I think he's playable. You know, if he plays 25 to 27 minutes or something like that, I mean, he's been just shy of a one fantasy point per minute. They do also have Dennis Smith Jr., but I mean, he's kind of trash. But they got him as well, 4.6. 31 and 25 over his last two. So one of these guys are pretty interesting to play. I wouldn't play them together, I don't think. But one of them's interesting. I'm sure they'll continue to start Dennis Smith Jr. and then have Simon Lee off the bench. So I don't mind them. Maybe you want to look at a Dennis Smith Jr. starting and then maybe a Lee in tournaments. But good price here on DraftKings. Again, Josh Jackson at 6,400 on DraftKings is a little expensive for me. Over on FanDuel, he's only 5,700. I kind of like that. Dennis Smith is 4,900 on FanDuel. So they've priced their guards up, but on DraftKings, they're cheap. I would take a stab at one of these guys. Maybe we'll throw a Dennis Smith Jr. here, but I'm fine with Lee as well. We want some of this action. Plumlee at 6,400 on DraftKings, 7K on FanDuel. No problem playing him up against Holmes. So if you want to go that route as well, I think that there's meat left on the bone there. 49, 33, 46, and 42 over his last four. So there's no problem playing some Plumlee here, especially on DraftKings. All these guys seemed underpriced here. So even if I want to take Carter out, I have no problem playing three of these dudes at their price. I think there's avenues of all three can get there. You know, you got a team that's on a back-to-back and 3-4 that Could be a little tired, and maybe Detroit takes advantage of it. So, you know, I don't mind this. Their prices are good, so I don't mind taking a shot at two or three of these guys. Wouldn't go more than that, though. Let's head on over to the Clippers at Memphis. Again, they played last night, and I thought the Clippers would handle Memphis. Memphis said, hey, hold my beer. I gotcha. Patrick Patterson is questionable for the Clippers. Other than that, everyone is pretty healthy here. I think we're going to see a little bit of revenge from the Clip Show here, having Memphis, you know, kind of put it on them last night and, you know, lost by stinking 30. I think we could see a Kawhi Leonard or Paul George come out a little bit more aggression this game. So, again, Kawhi Leonard, 9,100 on DraftKings, 9,700 on FanDuel. More so on DraftKings, I'd play him, but I do think they're going to come out firing a little bit here. This has a 225 team total. The Clippers favored by 6.5. I do think they're going to win this game here. I can't see them losing twice to Memphis. Paul George, 8,600 on FanDuel, 8,600 on DraftKings. So I would prefer Kawhi Leonard on DraftKings and Paul George on FanDuel if I had to choose between of them. And then again, I'm not going to guess which bench guy they're going to go with here on a 9-game slate. So for me, it's the studs and that's it. And we're just going to kind of move on to the Memphis side. On the Memphis side, again, Ja Morant, Joval. Joval got priced down. He was only 7K last night on DraftKings. Now he is 6,800 on DraftKings, 7,500 on FanDuel. Put a 40 burger in 25 minutes against the Clippers. Again, I mentioned this in yesterday's pod. The Clippers have some good wing defenders in the Claw and Paul George. They are not good in the post. And that's where Joval lives. So I like Joval still in tournaments. Again, back-to-back, he only played 25 minutes. You know, gets out there and he could throw 30 minutes up. He could throw a 50-burger up if this game stays close. So I would be a little bit worried about it, though, just with, you know, the Clippers could come out with a little bit more aggression here and maybe they, you know, put the screws on Memphis this time instead of the other way around. So I would look at that a little bit. Ja Morant, though, 7,100 on DraftKings, 7,200 on FanDuel. Again, I think he's in play, but I don't like knowing that that Kawhi Leonard or Paul George are going to be guarding him. So I really don't like Ja Morant. I think it's just Joval for me. And I'm not guessing any of this mess down here with Melton, Winslow. Winslow's interesting at 3,700. I was going to take a chance at somebody. He played 22 minutes last night, put up 19 fantasy points. He's cheap enough that if you need a cheap guy, you know, he's shown in the past he can get it done in a multiple ways. And he is point guard, small forward eligible, which is kind of nice. So I guess if there's one guy here outside of playing, Joval, I think it would be Justice Winslow would be the one guy I look at. That's about it. Again, Ja Morant, even though he's cheap, I just worry about that defense, and I don't think they're going to get beat by 30 again. Let's move on to Utah at Memphis. We have a 216.5 over under. Utah favored by 6.5. Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero are both questionable for Miami, with Gabe Vincent being probable here. Utah has just been on a tear. They've just absolutely smashed anybody in their path here, and that includes the Lakers beating the brakes off them as well. So they're just on a team with a mission here. 8,500 for Donovan Mitchell on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, we're looking at 8,300, both squarely in play with the way he's been playing. Extremely consistent as we look at his last four, 43, 40, 55, and 52. Miami, it's not a high total here. It's a low total. Utah's favored by 6.5. But one thing about Utah, they have a really close or short rotation. So it's Mitchell, Gobert, Conley, Bogdanovich, Clarkson, Ingles. I mean, they don't play a ton of guys. So you know where the production is going to go. Rudy Gobert, 7,200 on DraftKings, 8K on FanDuel. Don't like that pricing at all on FanDuel for him. But on DraftKings, I guess you could take a shot at him, but not super excited about it. I'd rather go Donovan Mitchell here. Mike Conley, 6,100 on DraftKings, 6K on FanDuel. I do like some Mike Conley here going up against Miami here. I have no problem here. Clarkson's always a play off the bench, 5,600 on FanDuel, 5,800 on DraftKings. I don't get too excited about playing Bogdanovich, O'Neal, or Ingles when these main guys are in, and I just love Clarkson off the bench. So for me, it's Mitchell, Conley, Clarkson, Gobert, those are the guys I'm looking at. I don't know if anyone's going to make this lineup, but there's some fair prices here on DraftKings, and I don't mind paying up for Mitchell to be contrarian because he's never owned, you know, and he can put up a 50 spot if it's a close game and they catch fire. So a guy we could look at here. Let's head on over to the Miami side. Again, Hero and Bam are both questionable, so it's, you know, being a 6.5 point spread, I would assume that one of these guys plays because if one of them was out, if Bam was out, I would assume Bam would play. Because if Bam was out, I would see it being a little bit higher of a spread than that. Because even though we have Butler and Nunn and Dragic still playing, but if Hero and Bam were both out, I don't know how they would compete, really. I mean, especially great Utah's been. But Butler, 9,400 on DraftKings, 9,200 on FanDuel. The guy's been trying to put the team on his back. 62, 37, 43, and 50 over his last four. Almost putting up triple doubles or at least close to them in most games. I can't play that price tag for him going up against Utah here. You know, Butler can, you know, put the team on his back, but they only got 104 implied team total, which is, that's stinking extremely low. Can't get excited about that. Bam, again, Bam 9K, 8,900 on FanDuel. I don't love that either. So I don't love a lot of these guys. Kelly Olynyk, maybe one guy, 4,400 on FanDuel, 4,600 on DraftKings. No, thank you. But 4,400 on FanDuel, you know, at that center position, if you wanted to punt it, you know, Dragic at 4,600, I guess I could look at that. His minutes can get up into the 30s as well, especially if there's no Hero. I don't really like these price tags for Nunn and Dragic on DraftKings at 5,800 and 5,200, but I don't mind them so much on FanDuel for Dragic's price, but I don't really like this team at all. So for me, it's stay away on DraftKings. On FanDuel, I would look at maybe tournaments Olynyk and Dragic at price, but nobody that I'm beating down the door trying to play. Let's head on over to Atlanta at OKC. 226 over under. Atlanta favored by 5. We got Cam Reddish questionable for Atlanta on the OKC side. Al Horford is out. Diallo is out as well. And it looks like Ty Jerome is in the G League for him, which doesn't really change anything here. On the Atlanta side, let's look at things here. On the Atlanta side, again, going up against OKC, I think not having Horford is a big deal with him in the post. Capella should be able to do whatever he wants to here. 7,800 on DraftKings. 7,800 on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, he is priced at 8,200. Like him on both sites. Again, if Horford was in there, even though he's an older guy, he could still do a few things here. But I think he's a tournament option only for me, just with John Collins there. John Collins, 6,400 on DraftKings, 7K on FanDuel. But I think I like Capella on FanDuel more so at that center position. But both tournament options. Trae Young, 9,900 on DraftKings, 9,600 on FanDuel. Again, playable. I play him in tournaments. Not worried at all about the defense of OKC. So you can play these guys in tournaments. Gallinari is not going to shoot like he did last game. Can we talk about this? The dude shot 13 for 16, 10 from 12 behind threes, put up 55 fantasy points. The dude was on fire in Flago. So I'm not chasing that at all. The minutes are probably in the mid-20s. I think it's an outlier game. Don't chase those points. I wouldn't do it. Even if we don't have Reddish, I ain't doing it. I ain't chasing it. For me, it's Collins, Young, Capella. Just look at those guys. On the OKC side, with Horford out, we should see Isaiah Roby get the start. He is 4,900 on DraftKings, 4,600 on FanDuel. I'm going to play some Roby here, man. It's too cheap. We know he's going to get starter minutes. Atlanta, I'm not worried about them. You know, if he's going to play 28 to 30 minutes, he can get there even at 4,900. So 4,600 I prefer on FanDuel, though. Like, I like that a lot. I don't think he's a must on DraftKings by any means at 4,900, but we're going to slide him in here. Better price on FanDuel, though. I mean, 4,600, where you got to play two of them. I can say right now he's probably going to be a core play at that price. Gilgeous Alexander, 8,800 on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, he is 8K. It's too cheap on FanDuel, again, going up against Atlanta. Up and down here, no Diallo. So, you know, he don't have to fight even with that usage when he comes in. So a guy I look at on FanDuel for sure. On DraftKings, I think he's in play going up against Atlanta. 61, 40, 51, 29 over his last four. If the game stays close, it's because Gilgeous Alexander is doing some things. So I would look there. Baisley, 5,200 on DraftKings, 5,800 on FanDuel. I would rather just go Roby, especially on FanDuel. On DraftKings, you can make more consideration for Baisley over Roby if you wanted to for upside, but I feel like the floor for Roby, I would rather go there. Theo Maledon, 4,500 on FanDuel, going to play a ton of minutes. I like that price. I mean, all these guys are too cheap on FanDuel looking at pricing. Over on DraftKings, 4,500 as well, but he's going to play a ton of minutes. 19, 21, 20. Isn't really doing a lot because SGA's got the ball in his hands a ton. Kendrick Williams, 4,500 on DraftKings. I'm sorry, FanDuel, 3,500 on DraftKings. This could be a little bit interesting here at price if he gets minutes. So this could be a sneaky play no one will be on. Kendrick Williams can get it done in that second unit. So we might keep an eye out for him, and then we might throw him in here in this forward spot. That just feels like a dead gut play here, man. Just going through this, that just kind of opens things up a little bit. Muscala off the bench, 3,600 on DraftKings over here on FanDuel. He's power forward eligible at 4,100. Again, if Roby getting the foul trouble, Muscala is going to get the minutes, and he's shown he can get there. Back here in Memphis, played 26 minutes, put up 26 fantasy points. He's mainly just a shooter, though. Needs his shot to go down. But again, a cheap tag I think we can look at. So a lot of cheap value here at OKC, especially on FanDuel. They seem to all be free. I think you can play two or three of them on FanDuel, but definitely two of them on FanDuel. I'd probably set a rule for that, especially in a close spread. We know where things go. FanDuel definitely, but even DraftKings, like I said, we'll throw a couple of these guys in this lineup. Let's move on to Charlotte at Golden State. Golden State favored by 5.5, 233 over-under. I think it's the highest one we've had going through this. This has been all kind of low totals today. Caleb Martin is out. Devontae Graham is still out. And Cody Zeller is questionable. So I guess this is a big one here for Cody Zeller. If we don't have any Cody Zeller here, we should see some Bismack Biyombo slide in that starting lineup. And he is 3,300 on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, he is priced at 3,500. So min price here. Been 0.80 fantasy points per minute for the season. So if we had no Zeller, maybe Biyombo gets to high 20s minutes here. Golden State can play small, but they do have some of their bigs back. So if their bigs are going to play, they're going to need some size. So this could be a place that we get some value. This game starts, it's a 10 p.m. Eastern Standard game. So we might not know this. So this might be where you kind of look at maybe backloading some of your lineups. LaMelo Ball, 8,700 on DraftKings. I can't really get behind that price going up against Golden State. But on FanDuel, I can. 7,600 is way too cheap for what he can do with no Devontae Graham out there. The minutes are going to be secure in the mid-30s. Been 1.22 fantasy points per minute. Just kind of getting it done in a little bit of everything. Gordon Hayward, 7,100 on FanDuel, 6,700 on DraftKings. Terry Rozier, wow, it's expensive on DraftKings. These guys are really priced up. No thank you. I would much rather go SGA in the game before than both these guys. But on FanDuel, 7K for Terry Rozier is definitely in play. Like I said, LaMelo Ball is way too cheap at 7,600. PJ Washington at 5,600 on FanDuel, 5,400 on DraftKings. I think you can take a shot there, but no one I'm super excited about. But for me, that big one, the big one for me is Bismack Biyombo. If we don't have any Zeller, maybe build some lineups where you have a couple guys in this last two games where you can move around and have a pivot where you could play a Biyombo and then maybe another guy. So just food for thought here. Over on the Golden State side, Steph Curry is 9,700 on DraftKings, 10K on FanDuel. Don't love this price at all. I think there's some cheap guards I'd rather go after. But in tournaments, I don't mind it. It sucks, man. Last time these two teams played, NBA has to get better at the damn injury news because it was so irritating. I kind of tried to leverage the field, went Curry, in Charlotte. This is not in Charlotte. This is in Golden State. But in Charlotte, going back home where his daddy's, calling some of these games. And what happens? Right before tip-off, where the slate has locked, he gets sick and he's a tummy ache and he freaking goes in the locker room. And it's just like, how did anybody on that damn staff not know that he's sick? Just put it out there. And then the bettors and everyone else can make their decisions. Put it out there, NBA. It's not even that saying that he might not play, but just throw it out there saying, hey, now he's kind of questionable. He's sick. Like, I doubt he was like all of a sudden right before tip was like, oh, my stomach hurts. He had to tell somebody. So anyways, rant over. Draymond Green, 7,300 on FanDuel, 6,900 on DraftKings. I think he's definitely playable here against Charlotte. no problem playing him. 47-45 over his last two games here. I only put up 22 against Charlotte, but they that game was we had no Steph Curry there. So you know, with Wiseman back though, I think it could affect a little bit here with Wiseman, Looney. You know, Steve Kerr is going to just play all these guys a weird amount of minutes. For me, it's Draymond Green, and that's about it for me. Like, and maybe some Steph Curry. That's about it. I'm not going to go crazy in this game. Again, on the Charlotte side, I think there's more interesting plays. Over on the nightcap here, last game. This should be a good one here, but only a 221.5 over-under. Lakers favored by 5. Harry Giles is out for Portland. And for Lakers, Schroeder is probable. Kuzma's probable. Markieff Morris and LeBron James are all probable. So they should have all their guys back. With a close game here, man. Damian Lillard, 10-1 on FanDuel. I'm sorry, 10-1 on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, he is priced at 10-3. See, I would much rather go Damian Lillard than Steph Curry, especially the close game like this where he should be able to do whatever he wants. I have no problem going here to Dame Lillard, and he'd be my preferred play over Steph. But Enes Kanter, 6,300 on FanDuel, way too cheap. 6,800 on DraftKings. I think he's playable on both sites, but I love that price on FanDuel. Again, the Lakers don't have AD, so all the stats probably show you and the defensive rank, you know, are going to show you they're extremely good, which they are, but they don't have AD, and AD is a big part of that defense, especially in the post. You know, Gasol is a statue out there. I don't know why that dude even sees the court. And Harrell's more just offensive minded, you know, and going for those blocks. So no problem throwing Kanter out there. I love that price. Robert Covington, 6,200 on FanDuel, 6,800 on DraftKings. I'm sorry, 6K on DraftKings. Not super in love with playing Roko here. I would much rather go Kanter, Lillard. Gary Trent, 5,700 on DraftKings, 5,500 on FanDuel. He can catch fire and get going at any point in time. And no, Carmelo Anthony, 5K on FanDuel, 4,800 on DraftKings. He's the kind of guy, same kind of thing, you know, playing against, you know, the old Banana Boat crew, if you guys remember that long time ago, CP3 and crew with LeBron and Melo. So, you know, maybe we get a vintage Melo game up against LeBron. I don't think he's going to play a ton of minutes, but if he catches fire, maybe Stotts will leave him out there a little bit longer. So, again, I think it's more Lillard and Kanter for me. Trent and Melo just kind of the secondary pieces or treasury, if you want to even call them that. On the Lakers, we know the deal here. It's LeBron James, 10-5 on FanDuel. Portland plays no defense at all. 10-7 on DraftKings, no problem playing him. Great hammer here. Kuzma, 6,300 on DraftKings, 5,700 on FanDuel. Love that price on FanDuel. DraftKings don't love it, but I think he's in play. Like you said, Marc Gasol, come on, man, just retire. 4,100 on DraftKings, 4,500 on FanDuel. Can't do it. You're hot garbage. Dennis Schroeder, though, 5,700 on FanDuel. Great price on him. And 5,900 on DraftKings. I don't mind this at all. Should play a lot. Shots should be up. So I don't mind some Schroeder at all. I think I don't mind even going like a Dame. You know, if you want to play two studs out of this game and go Dame LeBron and hope it's like a close game where these guys just go off. Maybe you want to go a Dame Schroeder, something like that. Like I'm cool with something like that. So I don't mind taking a couple pieces from this game. You know, the Lakers are not going to be the same defensive team without AD. They're still a good defensive team, but I think that there's some ways that they can score here. You can always look at KCP at 3,700 on FanDuel. It's like he plays a ton of minutes. Sometimes if he gets hot, he can get there. But Markieff Morris, 3,700 on FanDuel. He is priced at 3,100 on DraftKings, 24-16 over his last two games. You know, starting to turn it up. I think in the game where he saw 20 minutes, a lot of that had to do with just getting their butts kicked though. So I wouldn't get too excited about playing him, but maybe if you need a 3K crapper you want to throw in there, you could throw him in there. But again, I think it's mostly Schroeder, LeBron, Kuzma for me, and Harrell on FanDuel is 5,800. I'm fine with that, but I still think I would rather go on the other side and take Kanter. So, yeah, with that, let's head on back over here real quick. That's the breakdown, man. 9-game slate. Again, congrats to those winners last night. 100K for the Soprano, man. Fantastic. Love to see it. Hope to see more members take it down. If you want to jump in and see all the tools and everything we have to offer and the coaching, we take the time to answer questions. Again, sign up using promo code CashGig and save 10%. And again, if you want to see more of these videos, man, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel. And I will do my best to keep knocking these out for you, and hopefully they help you make some money as well. So I appreciate each and every one of you. I hope you have a great weekend and a good Friday, and I will see you on the flip side. Deuces.